Jessica, thank you for joining us for Alamogordo Now. Hospitals in the state getting full. What can you tell us about an area hospital in Alamogordo that has enacted crisis standards of care?
Well, what we can say is that the Gerald Champion Regional Medical Center officials have said that they are seeing about a 120% increase in the number of patients visiting their intensive care unit and their emergency room. Now, what this means is that there are increasing numbers of persons within the Otero County community who are infected by this virus and who have been seeking medical treatment for it. Now, we know that officials have said that 90% of the people seeking treatment for COVID-19 are unvaccinated. Now, with that high number of patients, that means that there are resources that are stretched thin. Thus, they've instituted what we are calling, or what state officials call, crisis standards of care. That means that they are trying to figure out better ways to extend their resources to account for the higher number of patients. Now, crisis standards of care has been a talking point for the state throughout the COVID-19 pandemic, and we know at the moment that there are probably about six hospitals in the state that have enacted this policy.
Okay, we'll stay updated with that. Moving on now to some news in Tularosa about a recount that happened after this year's election. Can you give us news on what really triggered the recount?
Sure. So the Otero County Commission canvassed its election results last week. Now, as they were doing so and prior to their vote to approve that canvass, a candidate for Tularosa School Board of Education raised a question about a disparity between the election totals on the Secretary of State's website and the totals that the county clerk had come to. Now, they got that figured out, and then what we know is that Lindsay Walker, who was a candidate for that position, said there were about eight votes missing, which was not particularly true. It was just that the Secretary of State had incorrect numbers on her website. She was able to go over to the clerk's office, recount those, and get it straightened out. So candidate Walker did lose that particular position to David Bertram. But that also prompted the elections director to let the county know that there had been an incident in Tularosa with one of the ballot boxes at the time of the election. At the end of election day, one of the workers accidentally zeroed out a ballot box, which meant that they had to seek a court order to open that ballot box and do a recount. This did not, and I will repeat for those out there, it did not have any effect on the final outcome of any of the elections.
Okay, we're going to close with news of a mistletoe infestation in the Lincoln National Forest. This has actually closed a popular part of the forest. What can you tell us about this news?
Right, so mistletoe infestation, 'tis the season. This is actually a dwarf mistletoe. It's an invasive parasitic plant which kills trees. It's been found in what is the Trestle Recreation Area, also known as the Depot of the Lincoln National Forest. Now, to be able to get rid of the infestation, officials have closed that recreation area as they work to cut out and burn the affected trees and the parasitic plant itself. So visitors are asked to practice patience as they're visiting the area to avoid it. And, you know, the Forestry Division and South Central Mountain Resource Conservation and Development Council said that they are lending the Lincoln National Forest officials a specialized tool to kind of approach the removal of this invasive plant. So you might see some interesting activity if you drive by.
Thank you for the update this week, Jessica. We'll talk with you next week.
I look forward to it.